exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you and love. Life's sweetest reward, let it flow. It floats back to you. Course for adventure, you'll mind on a new romance and love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore.
See about the staterooms?
That lady over there.
Oh, come on, darling.
Hello, welcome aboard. Thank you.
My name is Wolf, and this is my wife, Anita.
How do you do?
I'm Cyril Wolf.
Oh, hello.
How do you do?
Oh!
Gotcha.
Cyril, you promised.
Honey, I couldn't help myself.
Oh, hey, that's okay, Mr. Wolf. But I'm sorry, we're not allowed to accept tips. Not even fingertips.
Got a sense of humor. Hello, we're the Dickersons.
Hello, Julie McCoy. How do you do? I'd like you to meet the Wolves.
How do you do?
Good meeting you, Reverend. Gotcha.
Oh, no.
Well, I never.
You ought to try it sometime.
It's all right, my dear.
Look, honey, you only have to put up with it for 10 days. I've had it for 20 years. I mean, had it.
Cooper.
Hmm?
Could we get up a little more speed? Let's try for at least third gear.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Miss Mitchell. I thought we...
Yes, I know, everybody thinks. But as long as I have to be in this thing, I might as well have some fun.
Fun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gentlemen, start your engines. All right, pit stop here. Come on, you guys. Easy does it. There's one, two. Piece of cake.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, sir. I'd like you to meet...
Yes, I know, Gopher. I know. Miss Maureen Mitchell.
I've been following your tennis career for years.
Last month, Wimbledon. This month, the Indianapolis 500.
This is our captain. Captain Stubbe.
How do you do?
Oh, fine, thank you. Except in tennis. Actually, my problem is with my serve.
Oh? What's wrong with your serve?
I keep missing the ball.
I'll see you at my table tonight.
Okay,
you said cabin 342, that's promenade deck.
Gopher, I can manage, I really can.
Oh, well, okay.
Thank you.
It's through those doors and to the left.
Okay, thank you very much, Gopher.
Okay, anytime.
See you later. I thought this was going to be a pleasure cruise.
Hello, Mitchell. How's your back?
None of your business.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was only asking. One wrap in my column, you're still sore, huh?
Everybody has a bad day.
616 love isn't a bad day. It's the pits. Boy, do I hate a sore loser.
Talk about your sore losers. How do you rate a guy who gets revenge for a busted romance by taking cheap shots with his typewriter?
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. So that's what you think, huh? Maureen, look, you and I had a good thing going, and we blew it. But I don't let my personal life affect my column.
Who cares about your column? I use it for wrapping fish.
Well, you keep playing the way you did at Wimbledon, and you may be wrapping fish for a living. Mitchell. Hey. Get well soon. The game needs you.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Ballard? Getting human in your old age?
I don't know why you're so mad. Everybody loves a dripping glass.
Not when they're drinking a $50 bottle of wine, they don't.
I offered to buy the captain a new uniform, didn't I?
Will you just quit it?
Honey, you don't understand. I just can't help it. I can't help it. It's a sickness. I know they're childish pranks, the water balloons, the itching powder, even the plastic duty. Honey, I can't stop it. I really can't. Inside me, there's a real joke just dying to get out.
Thank you. Yeah?
Hi! Look who I found hot rodding down the passageway. Doc, say hi to Maureen Mitchell.
Don't tell me. I know why you're here. You want a lesson on your backhand.
You must have seen my last match.
Hi, I'm Adam Bricker.
Hi, dear.
I heard you were on board. Welcome. You're not having a problem, are you?
Only with my chauffeur. He should have his license revoked.
You can take a hint. Call me if you need me, Maureen. Miss Mitchell, to you.
Keep in touch. Don't be strange.
I'll have lunch.
Bye.
I promised my doctor I'd give you my medical charts.
Let's see. Oh, no. How about that? Your orthopedist is Irv Haywood?
Mm-hmm. You know him?
Do I know him? We went to med school together. Mm-hmm. Irv will stop at nothing for a joke. One time we were sharing this cadaver. Well, maybe that's for another time. Anyway, when you see him again, please say hello.
I will. In fact, when we get back to Los Angeles, I'm taking a flight to Houston so he can operate on me.
Oh, you couldn't be in better hands. On second thought, don't say hello. I'll call him myself.
Oh, hi. Are you the doctor?
Yeah, what happened?
I think I sprained my knee.
Oh. Here, get up here. Is that sensitive?
Not if it's his knee.
Go bite a tennis ball.
I gather you two have met?
Unfortunately.
Yeah? You're right about that strain. Well, I'll tape it up for you, but you'll have to stay off it for a couple of days.
Well, how am I gonna get around?
With one of those.
Welcome to the club.
Have to?
No, unless the lady wants to give you a lift.
Sorry, company policy. No hitchhikers.
Keep it straight. Just keep it straight.
This is Captain Stubing speaking. We hope you've enjoyed your day in Acapulco. We will be getting underway for Mazatlan in just a few minutes.
Lady, look. Souvenir, do you want to buy souvenir? Souvenir, everybody!
Last chance, last opportunity.
Mister, look what a beautiful souvenir.
Hey, miss, you better get ashore. We're about ready to shove off.
Already? Gee, time fly. And business is terrible. And I don't know what my family is going to do.
Well, your family, huh?
Mm-hmm. I help to support all of them.
All of them?
All my brother and sister, 17 of them.
17? What does your father do?
I just told you. Hey, why don't you buy everything and help me out?
Well, miss, you know, I bought so many Mexican souvenirs I could open my own shop. Now, I have to go above and act like I know what I'm doing.
Okay. I'll be seeing you.
Evidently, somebody lost this $100 bill, and Julie and I were just going to return it to the lost and found.
Right.
I'll take care of it.
Oh, Captain, I'm so sorry. I'm afraid this is just another one of my husband's stupid practical jokes.
Oh, him again, hmm?
I'll teach him a lesson.
So will I. Thank you for the Christmas fund. Damn.
AJ, fight, you're not.
Point, Miss Mitchell.
To back it on.
Oh.
Need some help?
Yes. Yes, I sort of feel like one of those busted shopping carts that keeps turning in circles.
You must be right-handed.
What?
If you're right-handed, you push more on the right wheel, causing it to veer to the left.
That makes sense.
I'm a whiz with wheelchairs. It's sports riders that I can't handle.
What do you say we call time out and talk it over?
Love it when the crew members get together and put on a show. And if you do something...
Miss McCoy, I am the captain of this ship, not soupy sails. It is important that I conduct myself in a manner that commands respect. I don't sing, I don't dance, and I don't tell jokes.
I guess juggling oranges is out, too.
One word was wrong. Out.
Can I make up your cabin now, Captain Steuben?
Yes, go right ahead. Do you make up everybody's bed this way or just mine?
Well, I don't know how she got in there. I can't be expected to check under every bed sheet. There are a million and one things to do. All these cabins and make out and towels and sheets.
Well?
Well, I got it in myself. I'm guilty. I'm also sick.
Oh, just what I needed, a stowaway.
Stowaway? Stowaway? You need a stowaway? Oh, I'm lucky.
Please, I'm the captain.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Angelina Patricia Ruiz in Edlamont. It is A-P-R-I-L. Everybody in Acapulco call me April.
Well, welcome aboard, April.
Thank you, thank you.
I mean, why don't we help her out of the laundry?
Yes.
I'll come back later when you don't have your hands full.
Ladies.
Gracias. I'm in trouble, no?
You're in trouble, yes.
What you've done is against the law.
I'm really sick. Capitan, please don't punish me. Oh, don't make me walk the plank. Oh, I'm so allergic to sharks. He make me break out in tooth marks.
We'll have to put you ashore at the next stop.
Hoppy! Yippee! I like to live in America. Okay, but I'm living in America. Everything's living in America. Suck it to me! America!
Captain, I think you'd better explain that our next stop is Mazatlan.
Do you know you're getting off at Mazatlan?
Sure. You are getting off with Mazatlan.
No. Young lady, you are a stowaway. I can't take you to America. You are getting off at the next stop.
Oh, please don't make the next stop. That way you won't have to worry in Pickett anymore, stowaway. Please, Captain, take me to America, please. I have to go to America. I tell you what, one day we are there, I get lost, I promise. I even will help you to throw me off. Please, I want to be in your business real bad.
Sorry, your cruise ends at Mazatlan.
Heartbreak Hotel, if you're a blonde, I'm available.
What if I'm bald?
Sir, Captain, hi.
Come to my quarters immediately. I have a young woman I want you to take to see Dr. Bricker.
Oh, he'll like that.
On the double.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On the double.
Hi, Doc. This is April.
Well, I can't wait to see the rest of the year. What seems to be the problem?
My stomach is feel like a roller coaster. It go ups, it go down, it go ups, it go down, it go ups and down.
Yeah. What you need is something for seasickness.
I already got seasickness. What I want is something to make it stop.
Well, a funny patient.
That's why we brought her to a joke doctor.
Take these.
What is this?
Looks like pills to me. Take them. I'll go back to your stateroom and lie down.
Doc, this is her stateroom. April's a stowaway, and Captain Steubing wants her kept here.
You mean he wants her kept here with me?
Any complaints?
Yeah, three's a crowd.
Doc, remember, she's in your hands.
Just like Allstate.
I didn't say good hands.
Well, let's get together. We'll have lunch. Hi.
Why did we have to eat in here tonight?
You kidding? After what you did to the waiter, I can't even show my face in the dining room again.
All I did was to tie his shoelaces together.
Oh, see.
I can't help it. Said I was sorry. I even helped him pick the linguine out of his toupee.
You always apologize, and then you do the same thing over again.
Honey, it's not easy for a man, you know, to break the habits of a lifetime. Not easy at all. You understand?
Philip, you better start breaking some habits, or you're going to end up with a new one.
writing alimony checks.
Anita, darling, I'm trying. I'm trying.
I'm warning you, Cyril. This is your last chance.
Please, Anita, don't sit there. Don't sit there. Sit over there.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not falling for that old chestnut. That's it! I'm getting out of this marriage!
I said don't sit there. Anita, darling, please, you gotta give me one more chance.
If I give you one more chance, I'll end up in intensive care! No! No!
I'll help you. You put on weight, dear. You put on weight.
No!
I got to remember the 99 times out of 100 that this operation is successful. Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea of never walking again is...
Well, I have the feeling that I will be getting you 6 pairs of Adidas on your next birthday.
You know something, Ballard?
Mm.
I've missed you.
I've missed you too, Lorraine.
Good evening.
Good evening, Captain. Hi. Hello, Julie.
Hi.
I hope you forgive me for not standing.
I'm sorry to hear about what happened to your knee, Mr. Ballard.
Well, as it turns out, it's one of the nicest things that happened to me.
Captain, I think these people would like to be alone.
Hmm. Well, I bet that's why they picked a table for two, Miss McCoy.
Please excuse me. I have to get back on duty.
Well, good evening, and thank you very much.
You have a good evening.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to us?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we were just too busy being stars.
Oh, I see. You're getting headlines and mind dreaming them up, that kind of thing. Yeah.
We were always going to take that month off and just bum around together.
Yeah, I do. I remember, all right. We never could find that month, though, could we? March.
Out. Virginia Slims tournament. April.
Baseball season opening. Mm-hmm. May.
Davis Cup. June.
Wimbledon, yes, I know. Well, still with all that, though, we did manage to grab a few interesting moments, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. It added up to about one very long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And even at that, we wasted half of it fighting.
I'd rather remember the other half.
I'd like to do more than remember.
What do we do, lock wheels?
Just you wait till I get out of this contraption, John Ballard.
Okay. Till then, to tennis.
Oh, to typewriters.
To true love. May the last come first.
I'll drink to that.
I'm not gonna do it.
What do you mean you're not gonna do it? You can't do that, not do it.
What are you talking about?
The crew show, he's backing out.
You can't do that.
That's what I said.
Isaac, I'm counting on you.
You owe me, man. I saved your life. I pulled you out of the water.
I was in the swimming pool, floating on my back.
A technicality. All right, flip a coin. Only way.
No, Gopher, I'm not going for that. You're not gonna get... Heads.
You lose.
2 out of 3.
Where did you see this act? We'll kill him.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Oh, surprise, right, buddy?
That's all I need on this cruise, another surprise.
Oh, yeah, I hear we got a stowaway. Mm.
You ought to see her.
Woo! Tell me about her.
Well, you two quit carrying on. She's a very sweet, innocent girl.
If she hangs around Doc long enough, she won't be. She's staying in Doc's cabin.
The dog, I love it.
Julie, what are you doing here so late?
I just thought I'd pop by and say hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Where's April? Thought I'd say hi to her, too.
She's in my cabin. We were just getting ready for bed.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking.
Well, Doc, here you go. Oh, hi, Miss Julie.
Hi.
Thanks, April.
I hope you don't get crickets in your bag sleeping on this thing. Rest in peace.
Okay.
Okay. Rest in peace.
Oh, are you in luck? The patient who had the appointment for this hour just canceled.
Please get up. There is something we have to discuss.
Okay, start discussing.
Are you like this all the way down?
No, at the waist, I branch out into legs. Please, relax. What's on your mind?
Tomorrow, they are going to put me ashore in Mazatlan. I'm so scared.
When you get off at Mazatlan, nothing's going to happen to you. Well, you'll get on a bus and go right back to your family.
My family? How can I go to my family? I let them down.
April, don't be so hard on yourself. You're doing the best you can.
So far, my best turns out to be the worst. What should I do?
You keep on trying. That's what you do. And I'm betting on you to make it.
You cure me again, Doc? You turn my frown upside down. Oh. Now I know what the word friend means.
I gotta get you a better dictionary.
Yourself now, April.
Don't worry about me, Miss Julie. I'll be all right.
April, if they really wanted to beautify America, they'd let you in.
Thank you, Governor.
Stay cool, April.
So long, kid. It was nice having you in my bed.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Miss Julie.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Our tours of Mazatlan will be leaving in 20 minutes.
Easy. Yeah.
Oh.
See that? You haven't forgotten. But I wouldn't go dancing tonight.
I wasn't asking you.
Well. Excuse me.
Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome. The operator. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My call to Dr. Haywood. Hey, Irv, you old quack. It's Adam Bricker. A cruise ship. Uh-huh. And I've got one of your patients aboard. Maureen Mitchell.
She's simply shoot. I'm not going to give her back to you.
What? What about the operation? Irving, not even within you. Irving, if it were any other surgeon, I'd tell her to get a second opinion. Well, she's planning to take a connecting flight to Houston the day we dock. Okay, Irving. I'll tell her. So long.
Doc? The operation's off, isn't it?
I can't discuss this with you, John, although I know how much it means to you. What you just heard was privileged communication.
I want to tell her, Doc.
You never heard that conversation.
You can't go by the book on this one. You've known her for 4 days. I've known her for 4 years. I love her, and I think that I should be the one to tell her.
No.
Please. Doc. Please.
I just threw the book away.
Thank you.
Gopher, we're gonna make fools of ourselves.
Isaac, trust me. Our act will be the hit of the show. For the doctor, down the passageway to the right. Isaac, I come from a show business family. I have an uncle who's a midget.
Basket of fruit for the doctor.
Who's it from?
I give you a clue. I am bigger than a bread box, and I shake more than yellow.
April. What are you doing here?
That's some greeting for a long-lost friend.
But you just left here a few hours ago.
Okay, I can go away to another hour or so, then maybe you'll miss me.
It's not a matter of missing you. You're supposed to be on a bus home.
But you told me to keep on trying.
Yeah, but I thought you'd try on somebody else's ship.
I'm giving you a lot of trouble, huh?
Oh.
Are you going to call the captain?
Well, maybe not till tomorrow morning. I'm getting used to sleeping on the examination table.
Come in. Hey. Don't tell me. I know that walk anywhere. Rudolf Nureyev. Your knee's all right, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's going to be fine. Just a little stiff.
Good. You had me worried there for a second. Honey, I've been thinking. After my operation, I'm going to have to rest up for a while. And it'll be a perfect opportunity for us to take that month we've always talked about. We can go up to your cabin in the mountains. We can go for long walks.
Marine.
Yes?
There's something you have to know.
What?
Sweetheart, I'd go anywhere in the whole wide world with you at any time. But
what?
But only as man and wife. I love you, and I'm not going to take a chance on losing you again. I want to marry you.
John, I'm going to let you in on a secret. If there's one thing for me that beats running around the tennis court with Chrissy Everett, it's walking down the aisle with you.
Yes, isn't it? Your husband isn't around, is he?
No.
Good. Then I won't have to worry about his sophomoric practical jokes.
I'm sorry.
I thought people were unusually hostile today.
Look, Reverend Dickerson, I want to apologize for Cyril. He, well, he has a rather strange sense of humor.
Yes, sometimes it's rather difficult to turn the other cheek. So to speak.
Well, I want to thank you for being so understanding. I better go now. I want to stop him before he sinks the ship.
That poor woman. With a husband like that, you never know what's going to happen next.
Help! Help!
Man overboard!
Man overboard! Oh, my goodness!
Man overboard!
Look, there's his hat!
I know that hat. That's his hat. It's our Mr. Wolf, crying wolf.
What should we do?
Nothing. If we sound the alarm, we'll be the laughing stock of the entire ship. I won't be made a fool of again.
Neither will I.
What if it's not his hat?
Huh?
What if we're wrong?
Oh.
I couldn't have that on my conscience.
No.
We'd better report what happened.
Yes.
Mrs. Wolf, we're not sure, but we think your husband just fell overboard.
We saw his hat floating away. We've got to get the ship stopped.
Oh, please. Reverend, relax.
Don't worry. Whatever Cyril falls into, he comes out smelling like a rose. He doesn't mean to hurt anyone with his silly pranks. It's just that, well, sometimes he gets carried away and he doesn't know when to stop.
Well, I'd like to stuff him with a straight left of the chops.
Now, Martha.
Well, I would.
Martha, I bet he'd know when to stop if just for once the joke was on him.
You know, that's a very interesting idea.
We need alcohol, iodine, and adhesive tape.
What happened?
Somebody hurt.
Yeah, the audience. It's for our act tonight.
Hey, here's April's guitar.
Oh, how nice. Oh, Doc, did she give that to you?
No, she had it with her when she got off the ship.
Doc. Doc. Captain Steubing is going to kill us.
He's never let anyone off that easy.
Never mind us. What about April? He's going to throw her off the ship again.
If we tell.
I won't tell.
I won't tell.
I have to tell. Trust me. There are ways of putting something like this.
Anita! Anita! Are you here? You used to see what I just did. It was terrific. Anita! Anita!
Dear world, they just told me my beloved Cyril has fallen to his doom. I can't live without him. That's why I've flung myself overboard to join him in his watery grave. Oh, no.
Anita, darling. I didn't mean it. It's all my fault. It's all my fault.
Gotcha!
May I start the show?
Yes, go right ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crew Night. Our show tonight is called That's Almost Entertainment, and I think after you see our opening act, you'll understand why. Can we have a big hand for Gopher and Isaac?
Ridiculous.
That's funny. I've never seen you look better.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special treat. This act is our own Captain Steubing's personal discovery, Angelina Patricia Ruiz Inez Lopez.
Okay. Thank you.
of you. My dream came alive the moment you came of you. You are here and you leave me breathless with sheer delight. My thrill is to share the key that your living night. Y a tu ventana llega una paloma. Trátala con cariño en mi persona. Ay, mi niño, que sí. Y que dame tu amor. Ay, que vente mi niño, donde vivo yo. Let's go to that. Saca tu mejo. Arriba. Oh, hey. Tranquila. Tu ah, mi amor. Tu ah, my love.
I could go for right now.
A brandy.
Good guess.
Good memory. I'll be right back.
Don't worry. I can't run away.
Maureen, I've been looking everywhere for you. Dr. Haywood just called to say some lab idiot screwed up on your x-rays. The operation's back on. You're going to be fine.
Would you run that by me again, please?
Well, it's such great news. I don't know how to apologize for putting you through what we put you through since yesterday. I know how shocked you must have been when John told you the operation was off. Maureen?
I'm sorry, I'm just a little stunned.
Dr. Bricker, please report to the bridge. Dr. Bricker, please.
Excuse me, they're playing my song. You're a great girl, Maureen. I can't tell you how happy I am for you, for both of you.
Well, this ought to warm you up, Mrs. Ballard. Napoleon brandy. I think we should go to the French Riviera to buy the entire stock, and then, of course, to Paris for some gowns, and London for the races at Ascot, and then, of course, the palace to visit with the Queen.
John, I've been thinking, and it's not going to work out. We've been kidding ourselves.
What?
You've got your career, and I've got mine, and I know you want to marry me, but...
But what?
Sooner or later, it would come down to whose career would be first, and I wouldn't want you to give up your career, and I can't give up mine.
Well, the hell with that. If you love me, you marry me. That's all there is to it.
What's love got to do with it, John? You're marrying me out of pity.
What are you talking about?
I just saw Dr. Bricker. And I found out there was something you didn't have the guts to tell me.
Marina. How do you have the guts to tell the lady that you love? She's never going to walk again. Maureen, I love you. And I want you. And I'll be damn lucky to get you. Any which way. On wheels, on stilts, or a pogo stick.
It really doesn't matter to you, does it?
No, it doesn't.
something else that the doctor told me that I think you should know.
Yes.
They're going to go ahead with the operation. I'm going to be all right. And afterwards, I'm going to need an awful lot of hand-holding and love. And I'm going to need you.
You've got me.
Customs checked their file, and they couldn't find an international smuggler with your son's description, so we let him come aboard.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
You look wonderful.
Thanks.
Can I take your picture, Mom, Dad?
Oh, sure.
Sure. Picture of the new Cyril Wolfe. I feel 10 years younger now that I don't have to worry about your dumb practical jokes anymore.
Gotcha!
That's my boy.
Why do I suddenly feel 10 years older?
Oh, you're terrific, kid. Just like I taught you. You're going to be wonderful. Dynamite.
Hey, thanks for inviting us to your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but one detail. When's it going to be?
Well, that's what we're working on now.
We'll be back from the mountains in August, so it'll probably be in September.
September, you're going to be at Forest Hills, so it will probably be in October.
October, you're covering the World Series.
Well, forget the World Series.
Forget Forest Hills.
No way, because you're going to be there.
Whatever you say.
See? Bye, all.
Bye-bye. Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Drive carefully.
What is going to happen with me now?
I don't know. The captain asked us to stay here till he comes back with Julie.
Maybe Charles Bronson will rescue you in a helicopter. Or not.
April.
Do I have to go now, Capitan?
Right. You have to go now.
I'm going to jail?
No. To work.
To work? Are you going to put me in the change gang?
No, we're putting you on the crew list.
The crew list?
Oh, wait a minute. What do you mean? What do you mean? That I have to row this thing?
No, you don't have to row this thing. I've arranged for April to work for the Princess Lines as an entertainer on another ship. Now, this is the contract.
Oh, Capitan, you saved my life. I love you, sir. My man, I love you.
How many times do I have to tell you? I am the captain.
How much am I going to get?
$300 a week.
$400.
$300.
$350.
$275.
Make it $300 and we got a deal.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Doc. Isn't that beautiful? I got $300 job a week, and I got $1 million worth in friends. Oh, stop it. Thank you very much. Julie, I got it. I think I got it. Oh, my goodness.
By the way, April, your fare for this trip will be deducted from your pay.
What the heck do you mean? Wait a minute. Is that a crew rate or a passenger rate? All of the meals that I didn't even get, I think I need an agent. Mira, uno de estos días yo no me va a tomar más el pelo porque...